music, news, entertainment. It's all right here. This is the Kelly Alexander Show.
Hi, it's Kelly, and thank you for joining us on the show. This week we chat with two amazing young women. Up first is Canadian pop sensation Victoria Duffield, who is back after taking some time away from the music industry with a brand new song called Wow. We then meet up with a young independent recording artist from Montreal named Keita, who is forging her way onto the scene with a fantastic neo-soul sound. We've also got Meghan Trainor's new women's anthem called No Excuses, and music from Erykah Badu and Maroon 5. But first, it's time to let loose with Bon Jovi and Living on a Prayer on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Click on KellyAlexanderShow.com.
Baby, I'm playing on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive. Just like animals, animals, like animals, moles. Maybe you think that you can hide. I can smell yourself for miles. Just like animals, animals, like animals, moles. Baby, I'm... So what you try to do to me? It's like we can't stop. We're enemies, and when we get along, when I'm inside of you, yeah. You're like a joke.
up on the Kelly Alexander Show.
Canadian pop princess Victoria Duffield is up next. But first, let's hear new music from Meghan Trainor and her sassy new anthem for women called No Excuses on the Kelly Alexander Show. Meghan Trainor with No Excuses, her first new music after having to take some time away from her music career to deal with some vocal cord issues. And interestingly enough, our next guest had a similar situation to face. Victoria Duffield is a household name right across Canada after having much success over the last 7 years or so with catchy pop music that makes you want to get up and dance. But sadly, Victoria had to take some time away from her own music career to deal with some vocal cord issues. She had to have some surgery, but guess what? She is back and ready to talk. And we recently caught up with Victoria when she was in Montreal promoting her new song, Wow.
The Kelly Alexander Show.
We are very happy to welcome back to the Kelly Alexander Show one of my favorite artists across Canada, Victoria Duffield.
Thank you.
I'm like a huge fangirl. I fangirl for you.
Oh, Kelly. So, I fangirl for you.
Yay. So I'm so happy you are back. So first of all, I want to ask, I guess, it's been a couple years. Why the long break? I know you had some surgery, so if you want to tell your fans a little bit about that.
Yes, it has been. It's been like 3.5 years. Tracing it back, my last release was sort of the end of 2014. So following that, off that album, I toured with the Backstreet Boys. So there was all these highs, very exciting. But through all that, I was actually struggling with some problem with my vocal cords.
Okay.
And I had to actually get vocal cord surgery. So it was a whole process. I went to LA to like specialized doctor at Cedars-Sinai, like the best of the best. So I had like great people working on the surgery, but still it's like super nerve-wracking because, you know, bad thing to Google, but you Google these kinds of things and some people never recover, the voice is never the same. But it was at a point where I had to get it done if I wanted to continue my passion.
Yeah.
So got the surgery, recovered from it, which first was like 9 days of silence, which for me
that was a lot. That's challenging.
It's a lot. Got through that, clearly. And then started writing. And it was a journey of finding two things, my sound and like my people.
Right, yep.
So I would try a bunch of different sounds, and then obviously like the past 3.5 years of my life, you go through a lot of like turmoil and happy times, whatever. So I'm writing about like, you know, like more angry things than more happy and exciting things. So it was finding so many grooves that just had to flow together. So I then had this manager, release schedule, this song picked, just in May of 2017, photo shoot booked. Within a week before that trip, my manager at the time called me and said, we're not working with that team anymore. The release plan's done and I can't do this.
Oh my God.
So I lost everything. So I don't know if some of you follow me on Instagram.
Wow.
I was explaining the story of literally how devastating it was. Like, I had never been so close to quitting.
Right.
I literally put it in, I then Googled like career options. Like I was at a loss.
Yeah, yeah.
But I thought, okay, I have this trip booked in a week. Like, and I'm a person, like, once you commit to something, you go. So it's like, I guess I'm going. There's no point for this photo shoot whatsoever now, but I'm gonna pose and smile and, you know.
Do your thing.
Be happy. So did the photo shoot. The next day, I just through meeting other people, I met the team of two producers that I then eventually wrote my now entire album that I have ready to go. Wow's kicking it off, and that photo shoot is the artwork for Wow.
Perfect. It's weird how like serendipity all comes together, right?
Yeah. And some people say, you know, everything happens for a reason, and I believe that to a point, but it was like clearly that photo shoot needed to be planned. I needed to meet these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it just clicked after feeling like I was searching and searching. And what's that feeling when you know it's a hit or you know it's a good song? I felt it. Like, I worked with these guys. Yeah. We immediately clicked. We finished Wow. And I literally went, wow, I love this song so much. And I just knew it had to be the one.
Awesome. So talk to us about Wow. What do you want people to take away from it?
Wow is about the confidence in knowing how awesome you are yourself.
Okay.
That's what Wow's about. I want people to listen to that song. It's like when you wake up in the morning and you want to feel good to start your day, listen to Wow.
Nice.
Like it's you know, getting ready to go. It's feeling good. It's in the club. It's knowing how awesome you are and owning it, and then making sure, you know, that person that you might like sees nothing but that in you as well. Or you don't got time for them. Just know how awesome you are and frickin' own it.
Now, talk to us about your sound, because you said you finally found your sound. Mm-hmm. What is Victoria Duffield's sound?
What's my sound? It's pop. It's me. It's sassy, it's fun, it's feisty, it's a ball of energy, it's intense, it's all of that in pop music.
Awesome.
So for me, the album is called Day One, because I also wanted to bring to people the happiness and excitement in doing what you love. And I feel like that's my sound, like that's what comes through the music, because I couldn't wait every Monday to work with my team of people. I couldn't wait for the weekends to be over to get back to what work was for me, which was, you know, writing, recording, everything on a Monday. So I called the album Day One because for me, every Monday is day one. It's a fresh start, it's a new beginning. So for people who wake up every Monday, and it's typically known, people don't like Mondays, because, then you're not doing what you love. And I know it's a hard thing for everyone to do, but just find something in your Monday that you can look forward to every morning.
Awesome.
Listen to Wow. I don't know. Watch the Kelly Anderson
show. Now, about the album itself, is it a collection of songs or thematic? Like, what do you want people to take away from the album itself?
It is a collection of songs. Mm-hmm. They all are under a theme of just, like, feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some that kind of grab at your heartstrings. Like, it's one of the songs is one, it's like, I don't know why I feel like sad, but I feel happy about it. Like, that's one how I describe one of them. So it's a collection of songs. They all make sense. It's all like they're in this box, and then I kind of like step out of the box for different songs.
Mm-hmm.
But like for like tour, for a show, they're all just going to like fit together so well. I'm really excited.
Very good. Now I want to ask you about shows in a second, but talk to us about what you were listening to while creating the album, because I find usually influence will seep in. So who is your jam right now?
Well, we kind of hid ourselves in like a studio cave.
Okay.
It was interesting how, well, I mean, we were working, we would start at 11 and finish at like 3 or 4 in the morning. And then I was living, I would leave an hour and a half before we started. I would then like transit into the studio every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I was getting 3.5 hours sleep. So en route on the subway, I would have a chance to listen to music, but it would be whatever I had. We had talked about this before, I'm not good with technology. It'd be whatever was already on my phone. So I like to listen to like old Justin Timberlake music, like the, how old is it? But it's like,
Sexy
you know,
Back.
Like Sexy Back and like Cry Me a River.
Okay.
And then I love Stevie Wonder. So I would listen to a whole bunch of Stevie Wonder. I love Billy Joel, Elton John.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be listening to all of that kind of music, which is maybe where just that like, that fun
the groove,
yep. sort of comes into it. And just that pep, I would come to the studio every day.
Awesome.
My producers felt that and then put it into the music.
Very good. Now, a lot of my fans that watch the Kelly Alexander Show are huge fans of Janet, so I have to bring this up.
Okay.
You are also a fan of Janet, which
yes.
they're going to love, so they're going to follow you now, that's for sure.
Perfect. Janet or all of them or everybody?
All the Janet fans
Perfect.
Love fellow Janet fans. So
Sick.
Now, knowing that you're an artist, they're on it.
I'm with you.
So tell your little story of meeting Janet 2 years ago during like her Unbreakable tour.
Yes.
Before she took the break for having a kid.
Yeah, so her first show off that tour was in Vancouver. I'm from Vancouver. So her choreographer, Luther Brown, is also my choreographer, so I was really excited. He said, you know, Vic, I'm coming to the first show. Well, probably V-Def, coming to the first show. And come backstage afterwards, and you can meet her. So I was like, oh, okay, this is really cool. Like, she's one of my influences growing up. I'm really excited. So I was like, you know, my normal, like, calm self. Like, I'm excited to meet this person, but I don't get, like, super jumpy.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole line of people go through, and I'm the last person to get to walk through the door and meet her. So I'm still me. I walk in with Luther and I step in front of Janet, and I remember kind of what I said, but to this day I blank out. Like, I know I was rambling, and I know I literally in my head was like talking to myself at the same time, like, what are you saying? What are you saying right now? And Luther just went, okay. So I knew whatever I was saying probably didn't make much sense. So I rambled, I fangirled in front of Janet. She was very sweet and calm about everything.
Mm-hmm.
I got to hug her, so it was very exciting. But yes, I fangirled in front of Janet. Don't remember all that I said.
Now, for the fans who absolutely love Janet, can you just tell me what you found most striking about being in her presence? Because a lot of people would love to obviously be in her presence.
Yes. She exudes a warmth, and like she really is listening to what you're saying, and like you're important. And I mean, I was acting like this stupid little fangirl that I just was like, I don't even know what I'm saying makes sense, but she was looking at me and she was listening. And it was like, whenever I was done, she went,
oh,
thank you.
Oh, that's great.
And then took a picture with me, and just like, she even, because some artists don't want
like
to touch you,
yeah.
She touched me. It's an exciting day.
Very good. Now, I want to talk to you about shows. What's coming up for Victoria Delfield? So the single's out. When's the album coming? Do you have a release date, or you cannot say that yet?
I don't have a date for you because we get to figure it out on our own this time. I'm doing this independently, working with my team. And our whole ethos of everything is we want to give more music to the fans more often.
Okay.
So we want to do it more directly and to the timing of when it feels right.
Mm-hmm.
So whether we drop the album soon, whether we drop a single next, it's I'm going to be listening to you guys, like how we're going to figure this out. We know we're excited about WOW.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get you know, the WOW team riled up, and then take it from there.
Okay, great. And so do we have dates? Will you be performing at any point in the next like 6 months? Do we know yet?
We don't have dates.
Okay.
I want to focus on, because I'm doing this on my own with my team.
Yeah.
We're also taking on so many other roles that I hadn't before, and I'm really excited about it. So I wanna go out and visit places first and make more of a personal connection with a bunch of radio, my fans and people, and make that connection with them so that I can form my show with them in mind once I'm familiar with them.
Okay.
And then I can make something for us all to enjoy.
Awesome. And what would you like to leave your fans with that are listening right now, or new fans? Because again, all the Janet fans are going to follow you.
Yay, thanks guys. honestly, I want to thank all the previous fans for staying with me through now. As we mentioned, it was long 3 years, at least for me. We made it through. I'm really excited about WOW. You can follow me online. I'm all over social media, Instagram, stream a song on Spotify. It's everywhere. Tweet me, tweet pictures of you listening to it, tag me in it so I can meet you, new fans. Thank you so much. I'm really excited, and Kelly's amazing.
Awesome. Now, can you give us the handle?
Yes.
The handle? I want to make sure they get it.
Instagram at Victoria Duffield, super simple. Twitter at V Duffield, but just go to Instagram first and you can find everything from there.
Perfect. So I love you to pieces. Congratulations.
Thank
you. You're welcome back on the show anytime. We will always support you.
Thank you.
Very good. Victoria Duffield hanging out on the Kelly Alexander Show.
Look tough. I want you and I won't stop. I wanna get you all alone, and maybe you can take me home. I'm not quite superstitious, but good karma's a bad hit. I'm trying to capture your attention. You look sharp, could you cut the tension? Show me you can do it right. I don't wanna waste my time. Tell me, baby. Tell me, baby. Tell me that I'm just too tight. You can't get me off your mind. Don't keep me waiting. Cause I want you to be, wanna be, wanna be like, wow. Oh my god, who's that girl? She's on fire. Like, damn, she's the one. Wanna be like, hey, dance with me. Tell me I'm such a masterpiece. Boy, better hurry up, time is running out. I want you to be like, wow. So hey now, what's the hold up? I look good, come on over. I think we gotta seize the moment. I got sins looking for atonement. Can't you see what I'm here to do? Not leave until I leave with you. No tricks, no bluffing, that's the truth. Yeah. Show me you can do it right. I don't wanna waste my time. Tell me, baby. Tell me, baby. Tell me that I'm just too tight. You can't get me off your mind. Don't keep me waiting. Be like, wow, oh my god, who's that girl? She's on fire. Like, damn, she's the one. I just wanna be, wanna be, wanna be like, hey, dance with me. Tell me I'm such a masterpiece. Boy, better hurry up, time is running out. I want you to be like, wow. Baby, tell me all the things you wanna do. Say that you want me now. Go ahead and make it loud. Come on, make a move. What's there to think about? I got you all like, wow. Wow, oh my god, who's that girl? She's on fire. Like, damn, she's the one. I just wanna be, wanna be, wanna be like, hey, dance with me. Tell me I'm such a masterpiece. Boy, better hurry up, time is running out. I want you to be like, wow.
On Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Click on KellyAlexanderShow.com.
We've been falling deep in that deep end. We play friends, so decent playing that pretend. But feelings been creeping on me, I feel. If only I could tell you that my skin starts to flush in. Every time you brush in up on me. If only I could tell you all these thoughts that come rushing. Feeling of your heart beat up on me. Oh, I think I love you. And it's getting worse. And I know it's better if we don't get hurt. We've both been here before. And no one ever learns. Oh, I think I love you. And it's getting worse. Oh, I think I love you. And it's getting worse. Oh, I need to. I found a way to come clean to ya. But I'm weak. So scared to say about weakness, yeah. Believe me, I wish these feelings would leave. If only I could tell you that my skin starts to flushing every time you're brushing up on me. If only I could tell you all these stars that come rushing. Feeling of your heart beat up on me. Oh, I think I love you. And it's getting worse. And I know it's better if we don't get hurt. We've both been here before. And no one ever learns. Oh, I think I love you. And it's getting worse. Oh, I think I love you. And it's getting worse. And I know it's better if we don't get hurt. We've both been here before. And no one ever.
coming up on The Kelly Alexander Show.
We're 4 minutes away from meeting rising Montreal neo-soul artist Keita. But first, let's hear from Christina Aguilera with Fighter off her album Stripped from 2002 on The Kelly Alexander Show.
After all you put me through, you think I despise you. But in the end, I wanna thank you, 'cause you made me that much stronger.
When I thought I knew you, thinking that you weren't true, I guess I couldn't trust. Caught your bluff, taught me some, 'cause I've had enough. You were there by my side, always down for the ride. But your ride just came down in flames, 'cause your greed sold me out of shame.
Christina Aguilera with Fighter, and that song is celebrating its 15th year of release in 2018. Christina dropped that song back in mid-March of 2003. Hey, it's Kelly, and we are excited to bring you a bright new talent in the world of music. Keita is an up-and-coming neo-soul artist from Montreal who has been influenced by the likes of Ella Fitzgerald, Amy Winehouse, Billie Holiday, and Erykah Badu. When I recently heard her song Crush It, I just had to have her on the show. Keita, welcome to The Kelly Alexander Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to have you on. As I sort of mentioned to you off air, I found out about you through my producer, Adam, and he sent me the song, and I just fell in love with it immediately. It's fantastic. I really love neo-soul music, and I think you're doing such a great job. So before we talk about the new music, though, I do want to bring you back to when you were a kid. Did you always think that music was you know, important? Did you think it was going to be a career choice even when you were, like, maybe even 10 or 11 years old?
Well, you know, since both of my parents are immigrants, when they came here, like, a musical career, it wasn't even an option. Like, for them, they came here to have the chance to have a good job and living a life that means security for them. So, no, I never thought of it like a career. But then the more I got older, the more I thought, okay, well, it's great to do what you're passionate about, and you don't even count the hours you put in to your work. And I don't know, the more I got mature, the more I didn't listen to my parents, and I just got into music.
That's perfect. Well, you're doing a great job. And I wanted to ask you, did you start writing songs first, or were you, you know, maybe into poetry, or how did that start?
Well, I was really into poetry, and I didn't even know it. So I was little, and I always kept a journal, but it was songs. Because I listened to a lot of music when I was younger, and yeah, so then I write my emotions, and I don't know what I had to talk about when I was that young, but yet I always was into writing. So yeah.
And what types of music have influenced you the most as you grew up? Because I know that you have, you know, a lot of culture in the house, with your mom being from Chile and your dad from Slovakia. So what types of music were you exposed to?
Oh, my God. Well, it can go as folk, traditional Slovakian music. And I listen to merengue, salsa, with my mom. And my father was really into Frank Sinatra.
Okay.
So that's how I was introduced to jazz, I think. And my mom also then was into, like, Billie Holiday and jazz. So I got introduced to jazz with Frank Sinatra's Christmas song.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I really, like, I got in tune with my voice, because I really liked singing them. And yeah, so that's really how I was surrounded by, like, mostly world music. And
now talk to us about your education. Did you study music at all in school? Like, how did that go?
So I studied music in CEGEP, which in Quebec I think is the equivalent of college. And that's all the classes I took in music, like, in an institution.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was younger, I took, like, singing classes. I was on and off because I wasn't really disciplined about it. But I mostly studied music. I went, like, 4 years into CEGEP Saint-Laurent in Montreal. And that's how I got, like, really introduced into theory and the history of music and all the, yeah, mostly theory about music, and also to discover my genre and mostly discover, like, my taste my taste in improv, because jazz has a lot of improv, and I studied jazz singing.
So how did you get into then, you know, finding neo soul? Because I'm always impressed when I find, I always think that not enough people know about neo soul. Whenever anyone tells me they know Erykah Badu or Jill Scott, or any of these people, like, I'm so impressed, because I'm just like, oh, okay, good. Somebody knows that there's this out there. So how did you find out about Erykah? Cause, like, you know, people love her, and she's been around for a long time.
Yeah. I discovered her at school, and I really got into it. Was a phase that I just listened to Jill Scott and Erykah Badu, and then I got into gospel singing, so I could watch hours of videos of just gospel singing. And it was a great merge between the improv that I was learning at school and the improv that they are doing with, like, R&B chords that come from gospel music too. So that's how I got, I think, into that whole pool of R&B music. And also when I was little, I listened to a lot of disco music without even knowing it.
Okay.
It was in the background a lot. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I love disco too, so good for you. Joining us on the Kelly Alexander Show is songwriter and recording artist Keita. Make sure to follow her on Facebook, Keita Music. So now let's talk a little bit about, I guess, you know, you mentioned before your parents weren't very supportive. Have they changed their mind? Because you're really talented. So do they realize now that this is not like a phase?
I think the more I grew, the more my mother started supporting me, I guess. And I have still family that do not believe that the music is a career. And it's okay. I made peace with that. It's ups and downs. So sometimes you can be really motivated. It's good when you surround yourself with people that believe in you, so you can keep pushing, because it is important, the people that you're surrounded by. But yeah, I wouldn't say that all my family is supportive with that, because they still have like their old values of, and also they have a lot of insecurity that they carry from being immigrants here. And yeah.
So is it extra hard then on you to kind of forge ahead? Like, obviously, I'm sure you have lots of friends that are supportive of what you're doing. And now I know you said your mom's like a bit more on board. But is it like a heavy burden to carry, knowing that you don't necessarily maybe have all the support that you would hope to have?
Yeah, it can be a bit heavy. But as I said, and you mentioned that, yes, I have friends that are really supportive, and I think that it helps because I focus mostly on the good things. So that's how I keep pushing my music, and pretty started to think that it's going to be my career and my main job, and that it's my passion, and I cannot put any more energy that into music. There's nothing else that interests me anyways, so.
Good for you. Well, it's always good. I think a lot of the artists that actually make it don't have a plan B. So that's probably smart. So how many instruments do you play? Because I think I've seen video of you playing guitar. Do you play other things, or is that the thing? I think that's amazing if you do, because I can't play any instrument except for the drums. So good for you.
Well, I sing, so I think that's a really, it's an instrument too, the voice. But I play guitar. I took classes on and off. Guitar is really like an instrument that I can take so I can escape. I don't know. It's just a way that I don't take music too heavy on my shoulders. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to play guitar because it's my way to play with music. Okay. And not take it too seriously.
So talk to us then about how you put together the song Crush It then, for example, because the instrumentation is just amazing. Like I said, it really does feel like that could be a Jill Scott or an Erykah Badu track. So how did that come about, and who did you work on it with?
So I work with a producer called Sam B. We met at college. And after I finished college, I was looking for producers because I wanted to continue that music thing outside of academics. So, and we collabed with that song. And then to build the lyrics, I just wanted a song that I could feel confident about, because I have this playlist on my Spotify that is called Confident. And it just helped me through the day sometimes when I just wear maybe an outfit that I can be self-conscious about, or just I wanted Crush It to make them feel confident, I guess.
Well, it's great. It's such a great song. And so what is next for you? Like, is an EP coming, a full album? Like, what is happening?
Yeah, so in a couple of months, well, in the following months, I'm going to release a couple of singles, and then I'm going to drop an EP. I prefer to work on smaller projects, especially because I can release them on a short term. So for the following months, it would be definitely singles coming out by the end of March and April, and then I'm going to probably release an EP too.
Perfect. And can people, you know, see you live? Like, are you going to do any live shows at all? Or like, what's happening with that side of things?
I have a couple of shows on hold. I just don't have anything confirmed yet. Maybe this summer. So I prefer not to say any dates, but I love performing. So I definitely miss being on stage, but they can still look if I have any updates on my Facebook page, which is Kata Music.
Okay.
And to listen to also my new single as well on every platform, streaming platform, Spotify, Apple. It will be on there. Also, upcoming shows will be on Spotify. So.
Perfect. Well, I want to send you the biggest hug and all the luck in the world because I think you're super talented. So keep going, and you're always welcome back on the show. You know, when you've got that EP ready and you want to talk about it, you let me know.
Wow, thank you. I'm so grateful that you've invited me. It's really appreciated.
So that is a songwriter and recording artist, Kata, and make sure to follow her on Facebook, Kata Music, which is K8A Music.
You know I'm playing, then I crush it. You know I'm playing, then I crush it. You know I'm playing, then I crush it.
Life is wonderful. My life is wonderful. Life is wonderful. Life is wonderful.
He's moving like a rolling stone. I can't control the soap cloud. my friends like a big fruit. And yeah, he told me that when I was only you. I don't walk around trying to be what I'm not. I don't waste my time trying to get what you got. I work it pleasing me cause I can't please you. And that's why I do what I do. My soul flies free like a willow tree.
Is the phenomenal Erykah Badu with one of her best songs of all time, Apple Tree, from her debut album Baduism, which was released in 1997. And that album, by the way, was highly regarded and won Erykah several accolades, including a Grammy for Best R&B Album in 1998. Hey, it's Kelly, and thank you so much for spending time with us on the show. We always appreciate it. Of course, we want to thank our guests this week, Victoria Duffield and Keita. Of course, I want to thank our producer, Adam Brisson, for doing such a great job. And of course, we would love for you to follow us on all of our social media, and you can do so by jumping onto our website, kellyalexandershow.com. And of course, please sign up for our newsletter, tinyletter.com/kellyalexandershow. Have an excellent week, and to close out the show, let's throw it back to Destiny's Child with Say My Name on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Dark child, nah, nah.
Say my name, if no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you, if you ain't running game. Say my name, you acting kinda shady. Ain't calling me baby, why the sudden change? Say my name, if no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you, if you ain't running game. Say my name, you acting kinda shady. Ain't calling me baby. Say my name.
The other day, I would call, you would say, baby, how's your day? But today, it ain't the same. Every other word is a huh, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady? If you took it there, first of all, let me say, I am not the one to sit around and be played. So prove yourself to me. If I'm the girl that you claim, why don't you say the things that you said to me yesterday? Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
She knew the reason why you acted strange.
Nobody's holding you back from me.
I know how you used to do.
When you're saying everything to me times two,
I need you to tell the truth.
If somebody's dead, then tell me who.
Say my name.
believe that you are at home by yourself. When I just heard the voice, heard the voice of someone else. Just this question, why do you feel you gotta lie? Getting caught up in your game when you cannot say my name.
I can't say that I am assuming things.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Shouldn't be the reason why you're acting strange.